Where in the world is Kate Middleton? The internet is going wild with theories and conspiracy theories about where she is. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, or even if you do, you've got to listen to this episode. We unravel all of the different threads and go down all the rabbit holes. Oh my goodness. Okay, buckle up. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Good Ranchers. Go to goodranchers.com. Use code Allie at checkout. That's goodranchers.com, code Allie. Hey guys, welcome to Relatable. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone is having a wonderful week so far. All right, a lot to get into today. This is a little bit of a different episode. We don't usually talk about the royals. We're not usually getting this far into what some people would refer to as a conspiracy theory. I'll just call it a theory at this point. I've looked enough into this to say I don't even know if I could call it conspiracy theories. They're very interesting theories about the whereabouts of Princess Kate. Okay, before we get into all of that, Bree and I, we're gonna be talking all about all the different angles of this. But before we get into it, I've got a merch announcement that I'm so excited about. Okay, I have been wearing these items on social media and on the show, and you guys have been begging me to make them live on the shop, and now they are. So you're not enough on the front, but Jesus is on the back. I'm actually wearing the green t-shirt right now. It says you're not enough with the little flower, and then on the back, but Jesus is. We've got two hats also available. The brown one is corduroy. That's what material it is. This might be my favorite that we've done, my favorite design. I know I say that, but they're really getting better and better. Of course, this is kind of a play on my book, or inspired by my book, You're Not Enough and That's Okay, Escaping the Toxic Culture of Self-Love. And the whole point is you're not enough. You're not sufficient, but Jesus is. This is a trope that we hear a lot, like even in the Christian women world, that you are enough. You can't be too much. You can't be too little. And while I understand the sentiment, I really do. I've thought about it from all different sides. And it's actually a mantra that I used to repeat. I used to have a little piece of paper on my bulletin board in college that said, you are enough. So I get it. I get why it feels like balm for the weary heart or the insecure brain. But at the end of the day, we don't need to comfort ourselves or derive confidence from this idea that we are sufficient, that we're perfect the way that we are, that nothing that we are is off or in too much of a quantity or too little of a quantity. That's not where our comfort or our confidence comes from. The fact of the matter is, we are fallen people. And even though we have been made new creations in Christ, if we are Christians, our strength is still derived from Christ. Our power, or his power rather, is made perfect in our weakness. Every day of our life, we have to rely on him for our strength, for our satisfaction, for our sufficiency, for our sanctification. In no way are we enough. All of the confidence, all of the assurance that we have comes from him and what he has done for us on the cross. And that's really good news. It's really good news, because how we feel about ourselves, how much we like ourselves or love ourselves, is so dependent upon so many different changing factors. Our mood, how much we slept last night, what we ate for breakfast this morning, what people are saying about us, what they're not saying about us, how much money we make, how successful we feel, a million different things. But God does not change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. His love for us does not change. And so it is a much more solid place to put our feet. It is a much firmer foundation. It is a much more trustworthy source of happiness and fulfillment. All the things that we are trying and failing to find inside of ourselves can only be found outside of ourselves, namely in our Creator. Because remember, the self can't be both the problem and the solution. So if inside of ourselves, we're finding all of this depression, anxiety, this not enoughness, insufficiency, inadequacy, insecurity, why in the world would we expect to find the solutions to those things in the same place where we're finding all of the problems? So we have to look outside of ourselves, contrary to the popular self-love, self-help, self-empowerment, Brené Brown, Glennon Doyle advice of the day. We have to look to God because we are not enough, we'll never be enough, and that is really good, liberating news. The burden of sufficiency is way too heavy for us to carry. So that's what this merch is about. That is what my book is about, but that's what these t-shirts, these crew necks are about. I really, really love them. You're not enough, but Jesus is, and that is really, really good news. All right, let's get into a much lighter topic, perhaps. Maybe you could consider it lighter. I would say, I'll just say that it matters much less than what we just talked about. But I still think it's important because we're talking about a human being. We're talking about Kate Middleton. It really is kind of a mystery, where she is and what's going on. And I have kind of gone between two different camps in all of this of thinking it doesn't really matter, and then thinking it does matter, but also the camps of everyone who has a theory about this is crazy too. Okay, maybe there's something to this. And I just want to speak to the people who are like, why are we talking about this? This is just a distraction. This is just something that they're trying to feed the masses to keep our eyes and attention away from the things that matter. Let me just say, like, we spend all day, every day on this podcast talking about those things, talking about the big things that we're told constantly you're not supposed to talk about. You're not supposed to ask those questions. You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to question that. You're not supposed to push back against that. We talk about those big things that have so much eternal significance, so much worldwide significance, so much significance on the lives of image bearers. We talk about that every day. I get it. This is not the most serious story that we're ever going to talk about. And if it's not your cup of tea, I totally, totally get that. You can wait for tomorrow. You can go back and listen to yesterday's episode. You can skip forward to the next subject that we'll be talking about if we even have time to get to it. But for those of you who, like me, have started to hear a little bit about this story, like, where in the world is Kate Middleton? And you're a little interested in what's going on and you want to go down the rabbit hole with us, come along. I'm not a Royals follower. I really don't care about what's going on between Meghan Markle and Harry and the rest of the royals. It's just not drama that I really pay that much attention to. But I have heard enough of the background noise to kind of have a general understanding of the family dynamics. I will say, because I'm a girl, and what girl didn't look forward to like the royal wedding? So I do remember Kate Middleton and Prince William's wedding. I don't know, Brie, if you watched that. Do you remember? Well, you would have been in high school.
Yeah, I was in high school. I think it was in the middle of the night, though.
It was.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I remember the day.
Because your talking parents about it. Probably told you to go to bed, but I was a cool college girl. Ooh. No rules. And I think my roommate and I did watch. And yeah, I have that kind of seared into my brain. I still think her dress was like one of the most beautiful dresses I've ever seen. Yeah. And then did you watch Meghan Markle's?
No, I didn't actually at all.
What? Mm-mm. What? See, I remember that. That was early, like kind of early in the morning, and my friends came over and we watched it.
Oh, like a party, a viewing party?
A viewing party.
For a wedding?
Yeah. So I do remember, but that's about it. And I did watch some of the Netflix series with Meghan and Harry.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of controversy there.
Are you a Royals person?
No.
You're not.
I'm not. You actually used to think I was.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
There's nothing negative about that. I could just see you liking royal stuff.
Yeah. No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Read that wrong. Okay, but we are interested in this kind of conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in my research document. I would not be surprised if we don't get into the other topics today because there's just so much. So Bree and I will kind of go back and forth on this and look at all the different angles. But I should go ahead and pause and just do my first sponsor and then we can uninterrupted get into the rabbit hole here. First sponsor of the day is a great sponsor. It's Cozy Earth. Absolutely love Cozy Earth. We've got Cozy Earth sheets on our bed, on our guest bed. We love their loungewear. We love all of our products from Cozy Earth. My dad loves Cozy Earth. My husband loves to wear his Cozy Earth hoodie. It's just top-notch, high-quality stuff. It's hypoallergenic, organic bamboo. They've even got organic silk. It's really, really top-notch stuff. The Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology. It adapts to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They only use the very best fabrics, materials, weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I honestly cannot sleep on any other sheets except for my Cozy Earth sheets. I love them so much. If you use code RELATABLE when you go to CozyEarth.com, you can get 35% off your order. That is an amazing offer. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use code RELATABLE for 35% off your order. CozyEarth.com, code RELATABLE. Okay, so what on earth are we even talking about here? When I say where in the world is Kate Middleton, what do I mean by that? Some of you haven't been paying attention to this at all. And I just really started paying attention in the past week or so. So Kate Middleton, or Princess Catherine of Wales formally, has been absent from royal duties for the past couple of months. She has not had any sort of public appearance since December 25th, since Christmas. That was her last public appearance. She had planned abdominal surgery back on January 17th. And they released a statement at the time saying she's going in for planned abdominal surgery. She's going to take several weeks to recover. They said she'll be in the hospital for 10 to 14 days. That's a long time. We don't know exactly what the surgery was. She's going to be recovering for the next couple months. She's probably not going to make a public appearance until Easter. All right. So they said that back in January. It's not Easter until the end of the month. And so you might think, okay, well, that's it. Why are people even questioning where she is when they already put out a statement in January saying that she wouldn't be out and about until Easter? Why is anyone even wondering? Well, there are a few reasons for that. There are a few reasons why people have been saying, it's kind of weird how we see her in these paparazzi pictures, but she hasn't shown herself publicly. And they also haven't made any additional statements like, is she okay? And then things really, really took a turn over the past few days when, from her account or from their account, the Prince and Princess of Wales account, they posted a picture of Kate Middleton with her three adorable children. So I saw the picture. I didn't see anything weird about it. It didn't look off to me at all. Looked like a very cute picture of her and her three kids. However, internet sleuths were quick to point out that some things looked a little out of place in the photo. It looked a little strangely edited. They posted some pictures showing that Charlotte's sleeve looked a little bit edited, that the pattern didn't match on one of the boys' sweaters, and that the windows in the background looked edited. And I saw some of these tweets and I thought, okay, people just need a hobby. Like, they just need to go back to work or something. Like, you've got too much time on your hands. I didn't think that they really looked edited. I thought, okay, maybe some of the blurs or the mismatched patterns that they're talking about, maybe it's just that the kids were moving. I mean, that's what happens if you've ever taken a picture with multiple kids. It's hard to keep them all still. I bet that's what was going on. And there's nothing awry here. However, things got weird when press agencies like the Associated Press, Getty, Reuters, and the Press Association issued what is known as a photo kill. And that is an industry term that means that the image needs to be retracted and instructed all clients to remove the photo from their systems. The AP said in its advisory, at closer inspection, it appears that the source was has manipulated the image. No replacement photo will be sent. Daily Mail editor and broadcaster Richard Eden wrote that he never thought he would see a kill notice on a photo issued by the palace. PR professionals refer to this as a death blow to any press source, and it does not happen often, from the AP. So a lot of people online saying this is really weird to get this kill notice. So the AP, their experts looked at the photo. They said, yeah, this actually does look manipulated, and not just a little bit. They were specific that some editing is okay, but editing that seems to significantly change the photo from its original form is not allowed. And so don't distribute this photo, because the AP will release a photo, then all the other news outlets will take the photo and they'll post it. And so AP released this kill notice saying it's too manipulated, according to our own experts. Do not publish it. So this prompted the Princess of Wales to issue an apology on her Instagram stories. Now, this is supposedly from Kate herself. It says, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day over there in the UK. And then she signed it C, which is supposed to mean that it was directly from her. All right. So let's back up a little bit. Let us look at the timeline, because this all gives us a little more context. I gave you some of the timeline, like an overview of it, but Time Magazine has a detailed timeline, and it'll help us understand why people are saying, okay, this image was manipulated, because they're saying something is going on here. I'll get into the theories in a second, but they're saying something is going on here. There's a reason why, beyond the surgery, she has been so absent. There's a reason why this photo was apparently heavily edited. So we'll get into the details of all of that in a second. Let me go through this timeline that Time Magazine published. So as I said, December 25th, Christmas Day marks Kate's last public appearance. January 17th, Kensington Palace announces that Kate underwent planned abdominal surgery, will be hospitalized for 10 to 14 days. January 18th, Prince William apparently visits Kate at the hospital. January 29th, following a nearly two-week hospital stay, Kensington Palace shares that Kate will return home to Windsor Castle to continue her recovery. She's making good progress. So I think I said earlier they hadn't released any more statements, but they did release that statement. February 29th, a spokesperson releases a statement to news outlets, including Page Six and NBC. And this is kind of in response to some of the conspiracies that had already started circulating that something weird is going on. They said Kensington Palace made it clear in January the timeline to the princess's recovery. They would only be providing significant updates. I think people were wondering why the silence. And they said, you know, there's nothing to update on, basically. Then March 4th, Kate is photographed in the passenger seat of a car alongside her mother, Carol Middleton, as the two drive near Windsor Castle, according to images published by TMZ. The photo, though, is not authorized or released by Kensington Palace, but it marks the first time the Princess of Wales has been seen publicly since December. Of course, there are even conspiracies about whether or not it was really her. No major UK outlet publishes the photo. Royals reporter Emily Andrews claims in a post on X that Kensington Palace exerted huge pressure on the British media not to publish that picture. Interesting. March 5th, the British Army posts and removes its claim that the Princess of Wales will be attending their annual Trooping the Colour event on June 8th. June 8th. Interesting. March 10th, in honor of Mother's Day in the UK, Kensington Palace shares the photo of Kate and her children, which the palace says, this is the thing to remember this, the palace says was taken by her husband earlier last week. Okay. By Sunday evening, multiple major news agencies, including AP and Reuters, pull the image from circulation due to apparent manipulation. While there was no suggestion the image was fake, AP pulled the photograph from circulation because it did not meet its photo standards. AP's editorial standards state the images must be accurate. So the AP did not think that this photo that was recently shared was accurate. Then March 11th, Kate issues her apology, not apology for editing the photo, supposedly editing the photo, but apology for any confusion caused. Hours later, she, supposedly Kate Middleton, I have to say supposedly because a lot of the questions that are being asked, is photographed in a car. Really, you can't tell. Her face is turned, leaving Windsor Castle alongside Prince William. Though she did not join the Prince of Wales at the annual Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey. Okay, so this is a picture that we see, and it's up if you're watching on YouTube, of her turned away to the side. Now, to me, it looks like her. It looks like Kate Middleton. I would have never second guessed, but people are showing in this SOT 3 that this is also a manipulated image going on here, and that it's been that there's another photo that this is actually from, and that this isn't a recent photo of Kate. So here is that theory. Okay, Brie, can you? I know that was silent, so people who are listening to this didn't know. Let me explain, maybe you can explain, Brie. What exactly is that editor doing, trying to show?
Yeah, so there's an image from just some random image of Kate that they're claiming they took and sort of edited into this. Yes, you see they're sort of fading an old image into this to show it's the same exact position. And okay. It looks like she's even wearing the same hat even.
Okay, so what they're saying is that this photo wasn't really taken the other day, mm-hmm. as they're saying, but that this is an old photo that they released to try to say, yeah, she's alive and well, she's fine.
Yeah. And also people have noted that the bricks don't match, the top of the car bricks don't match the window bricks.
Interesting. Okay, so that's the thing. People are just saying, what is really going on here? If that's really fake, of course, we don't know whether that's a fake photo or not. The sleuthing is interesting, though. Let's get into this analysis of the photo that was shared that really sparked my interest. So there are many, many tweets about this that are looking into this specifically and all the ways that this photo just doesn't look like a normal photo. Now, to the untrained eye, which is my eye, it does. But I guess to the trained eye, they were able to zoom in and tell. And so I'll go through one thread. There are many threads out there, but this one has 54,000 likes, 8.6 million views. So this seems to be a popular one. A lot of people commenting on it saying, yeah, wow, you're right. So I'll go through this. And this is just better to watch on YouTube, FYI, because you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. So this person, John Mark, he's a photographer. He highlights a few of the issues with this recent photo that is getting even more people asking, where the heck is Kate Middleton and why are y'all sharing this? So one of the things that people are saying is off is Charlotte's sleeve. Right there, I guess it's a little bit blurry. There's a part of her sleeve that's missing, which if she had been if the sweater had been changed in any way in editing or had been superimposed on her, Brie, that could cause that, right?
Yeah, you can kind of tell in a close-up that it seems like the hand that's holding her was kind of photoshopped in because it cuts her sleeve off. So yeah, okay. there is no explanation for that to be real in a photo.
Yeah, what if she had been moving though? And that she was trying to, Kate apparently, who we're supposed to believe edits her own pictures on Adobe.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. She was trying to fix, or what if there was a stain on her sleeve or something?
I mean,
you don't think?
No. It's just when I look at it, I can't even imagine that she, I can't even imagine what was going through anyone's mind when they edited this, because it's very clear to me. Something is missing there.
Something's missing there. Okay, they're also noting that the zippers, I can't even see that. The zippers on her jacket apparently are not completely lined up. So that looks edited. And I guess I think they're saying that the jacket was added.
Yeah.
Right. To the photo. And I'll explain why people think that they were added in just a second. There's so much here, guys. There's so much here. Also, the daughter's skirt waist is extended awkwardly. You can see that in that photo. Kate is not wearing her wedding ring. But where would that come from? Like, why would that indicate that something is being edited?
Well, people are saying if she's not wearing the ring, then it's not really her hand.
Oh.
That it's just they put someone's hand there.
Okay,
around.
So this picture they're saying is not real at all. They literally are taking the kids from different photos and Kate from different photos, which we'll get into this in a second, and putting them together.
Yeah, that's a theory. Another theory is that this photo was real, but that someone else was sitting there as Kate, and then they put Kate's like face on the person. But that wouldn't explain the hand stuff either.
Okay, so. But it could also be that she's just, that they're at home or something and she's not wearing her wedding ring.
Sure.
Right? I mean, that's normal. That could explain that. Okay, so just giving all the different explanations.
Although I will say, for the royal family, this is a detail that they typically wouldn't.
Right, that's true. Okay, I don't see it in this thread, but I did notice that the boys, I don't know his name. See, I don't follow the royals. The second boy.
I don't know.
The youngest. The design on his sleeve, on his like outside arm, doesn't match. And we'll put that picture up too. Like it looks like it's mismatched. And mm-hmm. I don't think that that's a stitching error. I guess it would just be bad editing. Okay. So people are looking at all of that and they're like, well, there's something weird here. And I also, just to be completely candid, I don't believe Kate's explanation either about experimenting with editing, because I don't know what you would have been trying to do, you know? And people are also pointing out that the windows in the background look weird.
Yeah, that's actually one I didn't buy, though, because if they're in the UK, those windows could just be like weathered.
Yeah.
Maybe not royal buildings. I don't know. But that seemed not as.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The photography thing, though, I've heard that she actually is quite a skilled photographer, actually.
Yeah.
And that that probably wouldn't be how she would edit. She'd probably be a little more skilled than that. I don't know.
And also, like, are you really? I mean, maybe you enjoy editing your own photos, but I would definitely hire someone to do that part.
Yeah. And you wouldn't, I would think they wouldn't release it. That's the most bizarre part
of
this.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. You would think that you would have a professional editor look over it and say, this is a little weird. Mm-hmm. But again, maybe they were just thinking that most people are like me. I would have never, ever caught any of those things unless you told me to look for them.
Yeah.
I would have never caught it. And even if I had, I wouldn't have thought it was weird. Okay. So going back to the theory that this is a fake photo that they're putting together because they realize, wow, okay, people are worried about Princess Kate. They're talking about where she is. This doesn't look good. We got to put out this photo and say here she was just earlier this week. Well, there are some theories, as Brie alluded to, that this is not really Kate sitting there, or this is not really her picture. Some people are saying that they have taken her face from the Vogue cover that was shot a couple years ago, and that is what they are using for this picture. So again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see what I'm talking about, how apparently it is like a pixel match. And I'll play a little video that someone posted of this happening. Now, Brie, is that possible? Like, she's wearing a hat in that Vogue cover. How would it be possible to edit that? And why would they choose that? Why would they choose a picture of her where she's wearing a hat? And then take the hat off.
Yeah, it is weird because you could pick any picture of her, really, that's like straight on. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. I don't know how to do it in Photoshop. And it also is weird to me that someone who would make these Photoshop mistakes would be able to do something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of convinced it's a very similar, picture.
It is a very similar picture. And I do think that if this is what happened, then they were trying to choose a picture of her from Straight On where she's not wearing very much makeup because this is an at-home picture. So that could be more difficult to find than other pictures. So I could see why they chose that one. But yeah, that would take a lot of skill to make her hair look just the right way. But apparently they couldn't fix the sleeve.
Yeah.
On Charlotte's sweater. So that to me kind of goes in the camp of maybe it's not edited.
However, maybe this hair was the hair of the person who was actually in the photo.
It would match Kate that closely?
Maybe.
Who would this person be?
Maybe it's just like a double they brought in to take the photo. I don't know.
Okay. So a double that has similar body, similar hair, and they put the face on, they put the face from the Vogue cover on her. Okay. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
See, I thought, well, let's talk about the caption for a second. So I thought, my first thought was that I had missed something because she looked very thin to me. Now, she always looks thin. She's a small person. But she's sitting down, okay? She looks very thin. And then the caption is, thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. So I was like, wow, they must have announced that she's sick or something, or that it was like this planned abdominal surgery was a really big deal and I missed it. And then, of course, I saw all of the conspiracies surrounding this. Not that her face looks sick, but I thought that the picture of all of her kids standing while she is sitting and her looking so thin, I thought that it was indicating that she was not feeling well. I don't know. So that's not really a theory. That's just like the first observation that I had.
Yeah.
But I hadn't thought about the body double thing. I will say that. I will say that. Okay. We've got more theories about, there's so much more on this particular picture that sleuthers are sleuthing on. But let me pause. Let me go ahead and tell you about our next sponsor for the day. And that is 7 Weeks Coffee. The 7 Weeks Coffee mission is to promote godly values, provide excellent coffee, and protect every beating heart. 7 Weeks is a pro-life coffee company with a simple mission to donate 10% of every sale to pregnancy care centers across America, a significant portion of their products. Pregnancy centers are the hands and feet of the pro-life movement. You guys know that. They're under attack so much since Roe Wade. They really, really need Roe v. Wade. They really, really need our support. And one way to support them is to buy coffee from a pro-life coffee company that is using their sales to support these companies or to support these organizations. 7 Weeks Coffee has raised over $325,000 for over 800 pro-life organizations. It's so amazing. We love 7 Weeks Coffee in our home. Really high quality stuff. Tastes great. Go to 7 Weeks Coffee today at 7weekscoffee.com. 7weekscoffee.com. Use code Allie to save 10%. 7weekscoffee.com. Code Allie. All right. So some people are saying that this photo, or the different photos where this photo is from, are actually from November, December 2023, not last week. And here are some reasons why people say this. They say that it is from an official appearance that was made last year, launching a Christmas Baby Banks initiative. But the outfit colors appear to have been modified. And so one person on Twitter says the fashion girly solved the true date of the Prince William, the photo Prince William claims he took last week. It's from December 2023. This person says that she thinks that it's Will's body that has been swapped for Kate's and the children's clothing manipulated to mislead. I'm not really sure about that. But here's a thread. The Mother's Day photo dated March 10th, 2024 was taken December 2023, she says. And then she shows these photos, which we'll put on YouTube, that make it seem like everyone was wearing the same thing that day as they wore in the picture. And then Royal Fashion Police, this is an Instagram account that follows this, posted on their Instagram stories making these comparisons, looking at the daughter, December 2023, what she was wearing and what she was wearing in the photo, the same thing with Lewis, I think that's the youngest boy's name, comparing their outfits. Apparently, it was the same as December 2023. George, a similar sweater. They call it a jumper over there. And then Kate. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with this theory, Brie. The people are saying, oh, they're using a photo that was taken a long time ago trying to say it was recent, and it's from this day. The outfits aren't the same. They're not the same. They don't even look the same. So I don't understand this theory.
Well, that's the argument, is that they made them not look the same. That they were the same. And then they photoshopped them to look different.
But there's no correlation. Like, I don't understand why. Just because they are wearing something that was kind of similar 3 months ago, it must be the exact same outfits that they edited. I don't understand what would be the motivation for that. Why not? If you're going to fake something, why not just make the kids line up in a picture?
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I mean, are the kids gone?
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. But I guess people's argument is that they didn't even bother taking a new picture. They just used an old one from that day, I guess, supposedly, and edited that rather than maybe getting like a body double or something to play Kate in a photo, in a fake photo, which would be weird for kids to do also. So that's like their theory, is that this was just a photo that was already taken and they just edited it to make it look like it was taken when they said it was.
Now, I can appreciate that theory that this was an earlier, that this picture was taken a while ago and not recently, and they just put it out for PR. It wasn't that long ago that the DeSantises were also called out for that, which I think is a silly thing to call someone out for. They put out a family photo, I don't know, sometime last year, and people were like, this is actually from last summer. Y'all are wearing all the same outfits that you wore in this family picture. And it was, but they didn't say that it was from that day. Mm-hmm. But I still think, like, I don't know, that happens a lot. So I wouldn't think it was that weird if they did that. I will give this theory that it's actually from this particular day when the kids are wearing something entirely different than what is in this picture. I will give this theory an F.
Ooh,
yes, I'm sorry. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't. It's not even interesting to me because they're wearing something totally different. So because they're kind of wearing the same color palette, it must be from a day in December. It might be from a day in December, but they did not prove it. That's what I'll say. Now, I will say that Kate's sweater in the wrong color is kind of interesting. And this is what I'm talking about. I like some additional steps here, some additional pieces of evidence. That's what makes it interesting. So someone on X said, this person named Maggie, female internet investigators uncovering the Kate Middleton picture was actually taken in late 2023 based on the match ribbing on Kate Middleton's sweater, which is only sold in two colors, white and cream, and therefore Kate's black sweater was Photoshop. Now, I have no idea how you figure that out, but we do have a SOT1 that is apparently showing this.
Look at these boots and look at the pants. This is the exact sweater. It's from a company called Rice, I believe. And look at that neckline and look at this part right here. I've upped the exposure quite a lot so that you can see the ribbing better, but look how it lands on her like thigh area, the thickness of that belt of the ribbing, and then look at the turtleneck. Yes, I know a lot of turtlenecks look the same, but I do believe that this was photoshopped to be darker and it was just that cream sweater because they don't make it in another color. They make it in cream and in camel. Now let's look at the boots that she's wearing in this new photo. It's the same exact boots as this baby bank visit that she did with her kids.
Okay, so we're back to the baby bank theory. Yes, I know. Maybe in like a wild turn of events, she wore the same shoes twice. Or maybe like there are multiple. You know what? I bet I could do right now. Let's see. Navy, cowl, neck, sweater, ribbed. Let's see. I bet I could find something. Oh, look, I found quite a few. There's no way that this TikTok sleuth has figured out that there is zero navy or black, I don't know, that there is zero black cowl neck ribbed sweaters out there. And so it's not a possibility at all that she could have been wearing a real one.
Yeah. I know. It's quite a stretch. I will say, I think the closest they get is what Charlotte, the little girl, is wearing. But I'm pretty sure that might just be like her wearing that sweater again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not allowed to do that. I don't know.
But I don't even think it looks like the exact same sweater. She's not wearing the same skirt. I don't know. See, I appreciate the effort, I guess, but I feel like anyone will believe anything if it's like if someone makes it seem true enough or crazy enough. I don't know. You seem to think that it was from that day, a picture from that public appearance.
Yeah, I think there's a case for it. But I think what's more likely is that this was. Well, I don't know. It's hard because I don't think they wear the same things very often. So it's weird that they're all wearing very, very similar outfits, I guess, at the same time. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just so bizarre.
It's very bizarre. Okay. Let's see. Some more commentary. See, I think that this is also a good point, though, more in the favor of what's really going on. There are multiple headlines from UK news outlets, Mirror, saying royals must release unedited Kate Middleton photo as integrity of future king and queen at stake. And then also Mirror, Kate Middleton's Mother's Day pic plunges royals into crisis. Daily Mail, crisis talks, mea culpa and troubling unanswered questions. How Kate's Mother's Day photo became a PR nightmare. CNN, Kate's photo should have quelled the rumors. Editing it has done exactly the opposite. Kate Middleton was also trending all day on X. I saw Piers Morgan say this, like they need to release the unedited photo. Which I agree. Don't you think that that would just quell everything? Just release the picture.
Mm-hmm.
If you really just dabbled in Adobe and you accidentally blurred your daughter's sleep, show us.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. It's your picture. But here's what Jessica Krause, House and Habit, said. She's followed the royals for a long time. She said, nothing is quite adding up. I don't believe Kate, who is a skilled and seemingly passionate photographer, would arrange such a sloppy Photoshop edit. They have a million beautiful family photos. Why choose this as image to help squash speculation? I also don't believe she wrote that caption apologizing for it. Okay, interesting. Let's see. Digital editor for Huck magazine, Ben Smoke. He said, he's commenting on this picture. No rings. Kids all have their fingers crossed. Weird blurring on Charlotte's cuffs. Leaves on the trees, despite it being early March. I'm sorry, but they're just asking for us to go full Kate-spiracy at this point. A short video of Kate talking would put this entire matter to bed. And the fact they can't produce that is making me think she's either not conscious or she's no longer the Princess of Wales, LOL. I mean, that tweet went viral. I don't know about that. Maybe they're just trying to say we don't respond to public pressure. We're not going to dignify these conspiracy theories. But they did post that picture in response to speculation.
Yeah, and they've also released, I think now, two photos that are like very questionable and not
the paparazzi
pictures. You can't tell that it's her. Yeah.
Well, so, they would say that they didn't release them.
Yes, but the first one they didn't want anyone to see, the one that was supposedly of her in the car. But this last one that they released, I think yesterday, of her like turned to the side that we showed earlier, that one they're not trying to that one I think was supposed to be proof of life. And it's not because we can't tell it's her.
And she's turned to the side.
Yeah,
in her
we can't get a picture of her for some reason.
And just a reminder, people think that that is from, that's actually either not her.
Yeah.
Or that's from a while ago. So some people are speculating on what really happened here. Less dramatic than saying like she's not alive or she's not Princess of Wales. Some people are saying that she's either gained a lot of weight or she's lost a lot of weight. Heidi Moore, she used to be a writer for the Wall Street Journal. She shares a wide range of theories. She said the most banal explanation would be that Kate is alive and well, but just put on a lot of weight from medication or steroids, and her old clothes don't fit, and the palace won't allow her to be photographed as anything other than sylph-like. The second most banal explanation would be that Kate is alive, but not necessarily well, that cancer was discovered in her abdominal area. Gosh, that's awful. And that she had chemo, so all of her hair fell out, and they are waiting for it to grow back. The baseline with all the possible explanations, banal or bizarre, is that they hinge on the reality that the palace is being incredibly disrespectful to Kate herself, which is not great. And then she talks about all the different other explanations that maybe she lost a lot of weight, that she has, you know, struggled with that in the past, that there could be other sicknesses, other diagnoses that are altering her appearance or her ability to be seen publicly. Some people are speculating that it was plastic surgery that didn't go well. And then there were other theories as well, because unfortunately there has been some reporting about problems with Prince William and Fidelity. This is just a theory that people are throwing out there that is really sad, but I mean, it's interesting in relation to all of this. Let me pause because I got to get through two more sponsors and we're almost through our whole episode. So let me pause. Let me tell you about our next sponsor for the day, and that is Good Ranchers. Did you know that mRNA vaccines are approved and in use for pigs in the U.S.? The mystery continues to grow in the meat industry, and every day I am more thankful for my Good Ranchers subscription. That is absolutely true. I don't have to worry about that. I've got a freezer full of 100% American meat, better than organic chicken, some pre-marinated, some not pre-marinated, Kraft beef, all different cuts of steak. They even have seafood, bacon, so much to choose from. All American meat without that mRNA junk. You can feel really good about that. Plus, it makes your life easier. You get that subscription shipped to your front door every month, and it is awesome. Plus, right now, they have this deal that when you subscribe, you'll also get a 10-pound Easter ham thrown in for free. So with any subscription that you get that free Easter ham. Also, every subscription enjoys $25 off any box. If you go to goodranchers.com, use my code Allie at checkout for that great deal. Goodranchers.com, code Allie. Okay, Brie, can you tell us a little bit about this mistress theory?
Yeah, I'll, with the caveat that I cannot pronounce this person's apparent title because it's so British.
Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
I don't know.
Probably that.
I saw tweets that were like, you can't even imagine how this is pronounced. So it's hard to even try.
Okay.
But anyway, rumors have been going around since 2019 that she is William's mistress.
Why? Where did that come from?
They were just rumors that surfaced then. This was when Kate was pregnant with her third child.
That's awful.
I know. And they were never addressed publicly or anything until recently. So what's weird about this is recently, The Independent, recently as in yesterday or 2 days ago, The Independent released a profile on this woman. And some are saying that's weird timing that they would release a profile seemingly glorifying this woman when we don't know where Kate is. So I don't know.
I don't know. So the theory is Kate goes missing. AI doctored image drops. This is a tweet. Now his side piece is getting a PR run. There are signs. So I don't know. I don't know. I think that's, you know, it's really awful that that is even something that is apparently a possibility or being talked about. We're just saying what people are deducing or the conclusions that they're trying to jump to. That is certainly not an endorsement of like any type of rumor, but that's part of the conversation that's going on here. I am honestly like, I have genuine worry about her and genuine concern that she's okay and what their poor children are probably going through. I mean, I hope it's just fine. I hope that, like, yeah, she's just recovering. Maybe it is some kind of like temporary change in appearance because of surgery, or maybe things were just a lot harder than what she thought. I mean, any kind of abdominal surgery, just as someone who's had a C-section before, like, I know it can be really tough, and maybe she's just not up to public appearances. And because they care so much about appearances, even if her appearance has just changed just a little bit, they might say no.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the weight gain, weight loss theory actually probably holds the most like validity, maybe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
If she looks sickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the other way around too. Like, I wonder if she, another theory is that she, this is a darker theory, but that she, maybe there was an affair happening, maybe one of them wanted a divorce or something, and she just left, and she just doesn't want anything to do with it anymore.
That
and
is now a she's, theory yeah. that I have seen. Gosh, I really hope that's not true.
I know, I know. And there's darker ones too, that she, you know, was committed somewhere. So,
oh gosh,
who knows?
But that's them. The thing is that these kind of rumors fly when there is not clarity. And yeah. You can say, and theoretically I believe this, that they're entitled to their privacy, that they don't have to share every little update online, and that could in some ways make things worse. However, when you are a prince and princess, and when you are a figurehead, and people are looking to you, you do, I don't know if owe is the right word, but it is wise to give some sort of clarity. I think that there would be like a lot of compassion, if maybe not. Maybe I'm too naive. I mean, the internet is an awful place and I don't understand all of the UK press scene. But if there were just like a little bit more clarity about like, hey, you know, she's just not, we would love your prayers. She's not doing well right now. This is a harder recovery than we thought. But then at the same time, this could all be a lot more simple. They said she's not going to make a public appearance until Easter. They could be like, no, we said that. We're going to do that. We're not changing it just because all of these freaking, you know, weirdos online and on their podcasts are sharing their conspiracy theories. So just put this photo up from a couple months ago. We'll make some changes to it. Maybe it really was her, but maybe her appearance didn't look as great, mm-hmm. or whatever. So we'll make some changes to it and we'll release it, and people will just have to be okay with it, and then we'll move on. And then it ended up blowing up and making the conspiracy theories even worse.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll just make her public appearance in Easter, you know?
Yeah. Maybe. I hope she shows up.
That's the most simple explanation, I think.
Yeah. No, I think they posted the photo. I think they just shouldn't have posted the photo. If they hadn't posted that, then none of this would have, people would still have speculated, but this wouldn't have happened, obviously. And I think they just don't know how to fix it right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And I guess they can't release that. That's the thing. That is the thing that catches me, though, is that they can't release the unedited photo.
Yeah.
And I wish they would, but there's a reason why they can't. Mm-hmm. Either because they don't like how it looks.
It's not a real photo.
It's got to be a big edit if they're not willing to release it. Because if it's just Charlotte's sleeve or a changed picture, they'd be like, sure, here, sorry. Right. We messed it up.
Right.
Don't need to edit past midnight. But it's obviously a bigger edit. Mm-hmm. And the photo kill thing, too, is what catches me.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing. Like, I'm more in the camp, I would say, of dismissing all of this and just being like, people just have too much time on their hands. And like, you know, this is not healthy and it's probably not kind to be saying all these things. But then I think, but, this picture and the photo kill and the not releasing anything that helps, you know, assuage people's concerns. They're releasing the paparazzi picture that was apparently from a few months ago. And yeah, these aren't just like average people. These are people who have influence and people want to know. And it's just interesting. I'm certainly not trying to like disrespect them in any way, but they are a prince and princess.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
Yeah, I know. And they honestly, the royal palace or whatever their official name is, they should know based on the tabloids with Harry and Meghan, how nasty people can be about this family.
Yeah.
I don't know. They should have. It's hard for me to have like a ton of sympathy for it, to be honest, but I don't have anything against Kate. So
I don't have anything.
I hope she's fine.
Yeah. I hope that she is okay. We should pray for Kate and their poor, sweet children. Their children are so cute. They're such a British family.
Yeah,
they look so British. Just every bit of them. So cute. Okay, well, that's interesting. We'll keep everyone up to date. All right, let me tell you about our last sponsor. And then, I don't know, Brie and I will talk about one more thing before we close out. And that is My Patriot Supply. So it's time. It's time to just be prepared. We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe Joe Biden and Jill Biden are going to disappear one day. And that's going to throw everything for a loop. And you just need to make sure that you're prepared. Not paranoid, but prepared. And you need to have an emergency food supply, just in case things get real, real weird, weirder than they already are. It's better to be safe than sorry. And I love My Patriot Supply. You can get a 3-month emergency food supply kit from My Patriot Supply and save $200 per kit. You want to get one kit for every member of your family by going to preparewithally.com. They last up to 25 years in storage, so hopefully you'll never need them. But if you do, after you start eating them, they last 3 months. One kit for every member of your family. Save $200 per kit when you use my link, preparewithally.com. All right, Brie. So we didn't do our rating the dress and the outfits, which very mixed feelings about those segments in the relatable audience. Some people don't like those segments. I got a lot of messages last time saying you love those segments because they're just fun. Did you watch the Oscars?
I did.
What'd you think? Good overall?
Kind of boring.
How was Ryan Gosling's performance?
Okay, I loved it, actually.
You did?
I thought it was really entertaining. The Oscars performances are always so boring because I never think the music is even that good. His was fun. It was entertaining. It was like everything a performance should be. He was great.
Really?
He was great.
Gosh.
I saw a lot of people complaining about how the only thing at the Oscars that came out of Barbie was a performance by all the men in the Barbie
That's
movie.
That's so great.
Which is true, but it was good. It was very charming and cute. So
I saw some dresses that looked good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I saw any like total disasters.
Ariana Grande's was pretty bad.
Oh, well,
she was wearing a comforter.
What? That's another conspiracy theory or another theory rabbit hole that people can go down.
I know.
What in the world?
I know.
What?
That's not a conspiracy. That just happened, though.
But why? When you become a husband stealer and a home wrecker, is that what happens to you?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eats you
the
alive.
Anxiety of all of that.
I know.
Anything else notable happened? Didn't someone say that he didn't like the directors of a Holocaust movie refute their Jewishness?
Yes. I don't know. I think it was a documentary. I'm not familiar with it. But yes, he came up and basically said that he refutes people who refute Jewishness in the Holocaust shouldn't be conflated with it was something about the current events in Israel and Palestine,
trying to basically like apologize
kind of
like, oh, I'm not aligned with Israel just because
I'm Jewish.
There was a lot of Palestine Israel talk.
There was a lot. The celebrities were so bravely wearing red buttons to call for ceasefire, and I'm sure it worked.
I bet it worked.
Yeah,
I heard that Hamas stopped.
Yeah.
Stopped being terrorists.
Because Mark Ruffalo wore a pin.
Oh, no. See, they told me it was because of Billie Eilish.
Oh.
It wasn't Mark. Well, they were like, Mark.
We all have to do our part.
Yeah. They said it was Billie Eilish calling for a permanent ceasefire. Well, that is the equivalent of saying full stop.
Yeah.
When you say full stop at the end of something, that's when everyone's like, oh, okay, I will do it.
Even Hamas.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think Hamas was like, okay, girl, gosh, calm down. Mm-hmm. Fine. All I had to do was say so.
And then she went and sang a song from Barbie.
Yeah. They were waiting on Billy to say something. And then when they finally did, they said, call it off. Call it quits. No more. No more. Release the hostages.
Yep.
Gosh. Very stupid people in Hollywood. But what else is new? All right. That was kind of a different episode for us. I hope that you enjoyed it. I mean, yesterday's episode was kind of scary and like very, very serious. Today's episode, it matters because Kate Middleton is a human and she matters, but it matters less than America turning into Soviet Russia, I think, right? All right. That's all we got time for today. We'll be back here tomorrow.